ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الفكر ومن أهل الذكر ومن أهل الدعاء ومن أهل الحمد ومن أهل التسبيح ومن أهل التكبير ومن أهل التهليل ومن أهل الإخلاص ومن أهل الصدق ومن أهل القبول ومن أهل البركة ومن أهل النور وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Some people complain about me and they said, "You're going too fast. It's too much knowledge." I remind myself and you, hearing knowledge is one thing. Accumulating knowledge is another thing. Digesting knowledge is another thing. Living the knowledge is another thing. Developing the quality and manner to live accordingly is another thing. And if you look to all the topic I talk about it last many weeks and many sessions, is actually the same. But what is it? You find every advice from Allah and every piece of knowledge Allah shared it with us, it containing many things. Adab, manner, purpose, and also rewarding and benefit. And this rewarding and benefit for what? To encourage us. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us and He knows. Some human being come with encouraging. Some human being come with warning. And this why, believe it or not, the highest level of Islam is what? Love of Allah. Because once you develop this relationship with Allah and develop how much the quality of Allah, you have to love Him. If you are a normal person, really. Because if you are a normal person, Allah created us love quality. What about all what we're talking about it? I'm just to try to give you step by step an element to support you and help you to how you achieve this beautiful knowledge is coming. And you cannot achieve it unless you value it. And you cannot value it until you think about it. And you will not think about it unless you have time. Meaning what? You have time to think about it. And this was the whole message about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. If you do not think about Allah, you think about other. But shaitan will not come until you don't think about Allah. No, he make you busy about different things. He make you busy, and after that he give you temptation, desire, love or hate or like or dislike, until he make you busy. And all of a sudden, you do not remember Allah. And this is the whole challenge. The whole challenge is, who will get win? Who will win? Is me win or shaitan win? And very simple. If you study Quran, I'm just going to give you now explanation and recap of what I said in a simple way. Shaitan wants you to be busy. Once you're busy, he takes you to one step to another to lose your time. Once you lose your time, you lose your thought. Once you lose your thought, you lose your energy. You lose your quality. And now you are surrendered to him. You surrender to your genetic. And before you know it, you have no quality. Because the only one has the quality is Allah. By this way, the quality you have is according to the communication and attachment with Allah. Shaitan do not want that. Because he knows, once you attach yourself to Allah, What will happen? Strength, power, quality, belonging, guarding. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard you. Shaitan cannot get you. And this is why the early people said also, this journey of knowledge, you cannot have it of a full belly. You have to have your belly is empty. To have the fikr is easy. You cannot sleep too much. You cannot eat too much. You cannot talk too much. I was telling Amir yesterday, any goodness I have in my life, one of this goodness, because I was in the company of one man. This man, one of the things he teach me, how to sleep 2 hours a day. That's it. And not only that, I'm not allowed to sleep 2 hours a day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and wake up. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and wake up. And during the time I was joining him, I would not eat except one bread and a half in the whole day. That's it. Maximum maybe a cup of tea or something. But no meal, no. And I cannot sit and sleep the time I want. All of a sudden he tell me, get up. Do this. Why? You have to break your nafs. By this way, today you hear. Hearing is one thing. And even if you're not humble enough inside, you cannot hear. If you're not sitting clearly, focused with Allah, you will not gain. Because gaining is according to opening from Allah to you. According to what? Your humble and humility? Your iftiqar, poverty to Allah? How much you want? And this is the highest knowledge. By this way, each one of us gaining accordingly. Now, after you hear this, what Allah will do? He generates a situation. And shaitan generates a situation for Allah to check you out. If you're sincere, you follow the knowledge. If your nafs take over, what will happen? You follow the steps of shaitan. Now you have the knowledge, but the knowledge will be fire against you and fire inside of you. You have no light. You have no wisdom. You have no quality. What's the value of knowledge? Is no value. Is actually against you. But that's why every time you hear knowledge, either for you or against you. Either it will benefit you or it hurt you. And let me tell you something. If you watch this cartoon, The Boy and the King, this cartoon is unbelievable. But if you watch it really with an eye opener. You remember when the boy, he hit the animal with a stone because he wanted to check his iman with Allah and Allah accept. Now, the noise spread. He start talking about Allah. When he meet his sheikh, what his sheikh said to him? He said, be ready. You will be trial very soon. Nobody reached this level without a trial. If you ask me, people who come around me, they get the message. After the message, you get a trial. What trial? Either a part of dunya, up or down. Because you see, knowledge will not come just like that. You listen and memorizing and that said and mashallah. No. This any stupid idiot can do it. Sheikh Kambu can do it. MP3 can do it. CD can do it. DVD can do it. Okay? But to have a quality, no way. This you have to have ikhlas. And if you do not have the fikr, the thinking, and the focus with Allah, you will not do it. Can you talk about knowledge without no quality? You have plenty of that. Because quality coming from sacrifice, coming with doing things against your nafs. Because why? Because I'm trying to please Allah, I'm trying to develop communication. If I try to develop communication, anything go. Why? That's important. I remember in 1979-80, I went to an office and somebody offered me a job. This job in Alaska. To working in an electric company to put electric lines. Okay? And also to work in gas company and oil company. And they, during this time, they pay $50 to $100 per hour. Okay? People used to go there 6 months, whatever, work like crazy. You're coming back with $50,000, $100,000, make a business, and you're set. This person tell me, but make sure you have a knife and you have a gun. Because the worker there, some people go there not to work. Because the people there also live together in a small bungalow. And what happens, some of these people going with the intention to kill you? You're in the snow, you're in the wonderland. Steal your money and leave. And all this company, what they do is no paperwork. But we do not pay insurance, you don't pay nothing. You live, you die, is not their job. They give you this money to do the job quick and that's it. Why I was wanted to go? $50 per hour, $100 per hour, even if I die. What it mean? Human being, when you put in the front of him the price, and the price is so overwhelming according to your belief in your desire, you're willing to do it. You agree or no?
Yes.
Why we cannot do that with Jannah? Why we cannot do that to close to Allah? Why Allah give us a story of Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a story of Ayyub alayhi salam and his sickness? Every one of the story to teach us is plus and minus from Allah, and in any given time Allah wants to check you out. Are you be with me or no? All these days and weeks I'm trying to focus, or try to help you to focus or refocus or generate a focus of what? The importance of focus and having a clear vision, clear thought, clear thinking. What happens if I do not have it? Is no fruits, is no goodness, is no quality. And now when a situation arises, a trial from Allah come, what will happen? I act up. Genetic show up. No quality. Now I look so ugly. And now let me give you bad news, very bad news. Now try to go to sleep, you cannot go to sleep. You're full of shayateen. Try to make wudu, full of shayateen. Try to make salah, full of shayateen. Who win? Shaitan and shayateen. Who lose? You did. But now you have knowledge. What happened to your knowledge? It's gone. Why is gone? Because the priority changed. Why is the priority changed? Because you're not focused. Why you not focused? Because shaitan took you, and you're trapped. You do not have the switch for refocus quick. How many times I tell you, don't allow shaitan to get you for 10-15 minutes. If you're planning to talk, ask yourself, while I'm talking, listen to yourself. How many times I tell you that? Recording what you're talking about all the time. And listen to yourself. Record yourself. Have a vision and awareness and alert. Believe me, I was wanted to talk to you because this topic I can keep going and going and going. Because many verse in Quran about, did you walk over the earth and look to my signs? This is only for those who do tafakkur. Even the verse in Quran about, in Surah Ar-Ra'd, about the marriage. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لَعَلَّكُمْ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. By this way, everything, tafakkur, tafakkur, tafakkur. Are you thinking? Are you thinking? But you find out all this, the question about thinking, are you thinking? Are you among the people of thinking? Can you think? Do you know what it meaning in Quran? This is a challenge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the majority of people is not doing it. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
What happened if I lose my thinking? What kind of thinking Allah want? It's very simple. Do you remember the most dangerous verse in Quran? Which is that in Surah Al-Hashr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nasullah fa'ansahum anfusahum. You forget Allah, Allah make you forget yourself. This is a promise. You have to know this verse, according to scholar, is a promise. If Allah promised, what will happen? It will be done. You forget Allah, what will happen? Now give me a topic. Give me any topic. Marriage, divorce, love, hate, job, moving, this, that. Which one more important? To think about the detail or think about Allah? Huh? If I think about Allah, Allah will guide me. Allah will guard me. What about if I worry about something? Fear of something? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, لَا يَنْفَعْ حَذَرٌ مِنْ قَدْرٍ. Worry and be alert will not prevent you from qadr. You see? It will not prevent you. You see? How many people buy Mercedes-Benz to be one of the safest, or Volvo, and they still have an accident? If they're written to be dead, they will be dead. Volvo or no Volvo. You see? The lady, she was really health fanatic and she eat honey. Look what Allah did. The bees eat from a plant, and the plant containing a certain ingredient, her body allergic to it. And she get allergy shock and she did from honey. It's not supposed to be. Honey is a cure. For her, honey become a killer. The only one can do that, Allah. Two people sitting next to each other. It happened to me. I was with one brother in Medina. We eat together the same meal. He get poison, food poison, I do not get it. But I will tell you the truth. He lied to me. He go for a juice and he didn't want to take me. And the juice was old. And he get a food poison. I do not get it. He tried to save 3 riyal. Look what happened. He lost a lot of good deed and a lot of money, and 3-4 days he crawling in the ground. Because a lot of gas, a lot of dairy, a lot of gas, a lot of dairy, a lot of gas, a lot of, and a lot of cramps. And not only that, he goes to the hospital, the doctor give him antibiotic, which it doesn't do nothing. Okay? And look what Allah did. Allah give me the barakah to go to one pharmacy, and when I was talking to the pharmacist, 2 doctors was listening to me. They said, no. He have such and such. Give him such and such, and give him such and such, that person. He didn't give me juice, I give him medication. Allahu Akbar. Be nice, and don't try to have a juice behind me, okay? You cannot win. Generosity is a good, and stingy is a killer. Ya Allah, by this way, the whole life is a challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a challenging us, but He's checking us. He wants to see if you are a servant of Allah, are you going to focus your thinking, believe in Him, go back to believe. Tell me what topic you should be busy about it and details. You see? And when Qadr will come, you will get it. You like it, you don't, you hate it, you love it, it will happen. But in one condition. It can be fitna for you or can be beloved to you. Dunya and Akhirah. How? If I connect my heart to Allah and my heart to Allah, and begging Allah to give me a blessing and guide me to what He like, it become a blessing, even if it's wrong. Today, a lot of you do not get it. Sometimes you look at action is wrong, and you said it's wrong, you did wrong. What about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah was Jibreel. And when a Jewish woman came and invited him for a leg of lamb or a shoulder of lamb, of goat, and she poisoned it. Jibril can come and tell him, excuse me, Muhammad, don't eat it. Why Allah allow it? Because Rasulullah is a human being. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to allow him to make mistakes, to get poisoned, to get sahr, to get everything, to get sick, to get a fever, to get hurt, to get wounded, to break his teeth, to have white hair. Why? Because if Allah did not do that to him, people will do exactly like Jesus, like Isa alayhi salam. They will think he's somebody's holy, or a spirit is not normal, or a malak. Even some scholar from Pakistan, I'm not going to mention his name, he believed Al-Khidr is not a human being. Al-Khidr is an angel. But Allah said he's abd. Allah did not tell you who he is. Is no Rasulullah some tell you? Is no Allah tell you? How he get it from? We do not know. We leave it the way Allah tell us. He's abd, a servant of Allah. Okay? Now, by this way, what is the point? The point, in any given time in life, we have a challenge. Big challenge. If our iman is strong, we alert. What happened to our focus? About akhirah, jannah, loving Allah, belonging to Allah. What happened if we drift? Tell me, what knowledge will benefit you? Oh, if you have all this knowledge, what will benefit you? The main benefit of the knowledge to be alert. To when a situation arises, are you going to use the knowledge or are you going to use genetic? Or are you going to use the whisper of shaitan? Which one are you going to use? By this way, all the talk in last mini session to show you the importance of focus your thinking. Allah wanted this way. And this why even as many a hadith about that in the end of time. If you cannot save your iman, get some sheep and run to the top of the mountain and stay there until you die. Why? Because the most important to save your heart and your soul was your iman. What's the value if you did anything and you lost your soul? And number two, who is the owner of creation and who is the owner of condition? Who is the owner of anything? It's not me, it's not you. We do not own anything. Even if I want to do or not to do, when you look at really in the end, I cannot do it without the will of Allah. And this way, when you really reach a certain level of knowledge, you will discover nobody can move without the will of Allah. Nobody can move without the knowledge of Allah. Shaitan cannot deceive you without the knowledge of Allah and the ability of Allah. But Allah allow it. Why? For the trial to continue. Are you coming to me or no? You have a quality? Come to me. I'm the one who give it to you. Humble yourself. You have no quality and you are a mess and you are a sinner, don't be despair from my mercy. Come to me. I'm full of forgiveness. By this way, you find out journey of iman containing everybody. Nobody can get out of the journey of iman. You sick, you dying, come to me. You weak, come to me. You poor, come to me. You do not have it, come to me. You have no guidance, come to me. Even you overweight, come to me. Come to me. Call Allah, oh Allah, give me strength, give me ability. You see, make me move. Because by the way, when you are a mu'min, you cannot keep gaining weight with iman. Do you know why? Because iman make you move. And even if you not move, you're moving internal, you're burning yourself. Do you know if you study biology, they find out the people who think too much, they lose weight. And the people who gain weight, the people who are really relaxed. You see? You cannot gain weight when you're really a thinker. Even if you eat, you move. And you have to do this, and you have to do that. But once you relax, now what will happen? If something aches you, how you can gain weight? Unless some people is sick. What do? They open the refrigerator and keep thinking and eating. No, there's not a thinker. They're the thinker of eating. Really. But this way is escape. Like the people who do drugs, the people who do alcohol, whatever it is escape. Is escape because something eats you inside. You know, something you do not want, you know, what do you call it, confronted. But a mu'min again is strong. Is strong to confront, but let me give you bad news. What happens if I get used to myself and get weak? Shaitan will get me little by little. You won't know if you really shaitan get you or no, if you get temper quick. If you lose your voice quick. If you get so distracted with this and that. This and that will always happen. Always. You will never see a day without something will happen. But the mu'min, what he do? Remember Allah. Situation will happen. Life will go. But his what? His focus with Allah. Now he have situation coming to him. He thank Allah and he use it for Allah. Situation coming against him. He thank Allah and he be patient and call Allah to elevate it. You see? Who's the only one can do all this? Allah. You have no strength and you feel sleepy? Call Allah. Okay? Believe me, zikr of Allah, when you really study it, you remember when Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he sent the Fatima and he said, "Ya Fatima, I heard your father, Rasulullah SAW, he gets some boys today. Go talk to him. I am trying to talk to him. Tell him I want one of these boys to work with me. My back is hurting from carry, you know, the water, what do you call it? You know, the water bucket or something. This is a ladder. Okay? And you carry it on the side. You carry it always on the side. And by carry it on the side, it make marks. And it hurts you a lot. Because imagine how many pounds or how many kilo, okay, the water case. And you have to empty it in and out for animal, for this, for that, all day. And she went in a nice manner, nice discreet manner. Oh, my father, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your daughter, your beloved daughter, her back hurt, and we have a lot of action, and Ali ibn Abi Talib is busy. And we heard you have some boys, give me one. What he said? He said, "Ya Fatima, you know how much I love you. Can I teach you something better than all the servant?" She said, "What is that, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Go to bed and say Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 33, and in Rawayah 34. Okay? This will be better than all the servant." She said, "Okay." And she went and she said it to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And she said, "From this time, I never be tired." By this way, zikrullah can be what? To strength. What about when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk about the end of time? The end of time, people will be, is a drought, big drought for 40 to 400 years, Allah know, before the Dajjal come. To the point, people will be dying from hunger. One person, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, at this time, how are we going to eat? How are we going to survive? No refrigerator, no goodies, no supermarket." What Rasulullah SAW replied? He said, "At this time, you will eat with tasbih and tahleel and takbir." What meaning? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyaz. You will eat with it. Why? Because Allah can feed you. Allah can give you strength even in the small things. But actually the strength is not for how much. No, it has nothing to do with how much. The blessing has to do with how much. You remember the story when a woman cooked something for Rasulullah special and she gave it to her husband and she said, "Oh, my husband, go to Rasulullah and tell him this for you. But psh, be quiet, it's just this only we have." And she go and she said, "Ya Rasulullah," and her husband said, "Oh, my wife cooked this for you. This for you, Ya Rasulullah." He said, "Is any people outside?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Call them." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, it's only for you." He said, "Call them." He come back and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, it's over 40. He said, "Call them, but tell them to enter Tintin. And tell them to call the Medina." Call the Medina. The people of Medina at this time like 400-500 people. You see? And he used to tell them, "Come." And he put his hand, the Sharifa, and call Allah to put barakah. The man is swear by Allah. All the people of Medina eat and filled. And after that, Rasulullah eat and filled. And after that, he said to the man, "Take the leftover to your wife." The man looked and he said, "Wallahi, I swear by Allah. I do not know the food I bring was more or the food I'm taking home is more." You see, by this way, barakah has nothing to do with anything. You cannot use your mind. And this has to do with age, size, money, beauty, you name it. If Allah won't put barakah for you, that's it. But why Allah will put barakah for you? And on you, you have to be abd and you have to be close. Can I be abd and close and helicopter working? Huh? Can I? And the BBC and NBC and CNN working from my mouth? Huh? No. The mu'min, his mind busy with what? Allah. His heart busy with Allah. Now when a situation arise, very simple. Give me any situation, the mu'min return it to Allah. Can I choose? Even if I choose, exactly like a wife and husband. You can choose. But what I choose? Tell me one thing you choose in your life. You choose the weather. You choose the sun. You choose how you look like. Can you choose age? Can you stop the time? Excuse me, time, stop. I'm going to be 16 until I die. Can you do that? Look at the TV today. All the famous people, everybody plastic surgeon. Everybody become young. But they forget something. You become young, you become not young, you're going to die. You see? There's something you cannot avoid it. By this way, again, the main concepts of my talking to you, how to value thinking. Thinking is the highest. Look at where's your head? In the top. And where's your brain? In the top of the top. And like one scholar, he said, when you look at your brain, the brain is the most secure place in the whole body. The most secure place in the whole body. When you baby, and the baby falls down, baby falls down, baby falls down, no conscious. Baby keep rotating like crazy. Do like a baby now. You will be throw up and fall down. Do you know why? Because when you are a baby, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bone is soft. And the bone is soft and not even completely complete. It has some gaps. And for Allah to protect it, He give you extra liquid around the brain to act like a cushion. The more you get older, wonder what happened. The meat and the bone get stronger and the liquid become less. You see? If you study the people in Scandinavia and Alaska, and the people in Africa, is different. The amount of fluid around the brain is different. Again, antifreeze. And another one, antifreeze. One antifreeze from cold, one antifreeze from hot. Who's the engineering? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? By this way, everything has wisdom. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioning us about fikr? Because when you think about all the creation of Allah, now why you worry about apartment, or why you worry about husband, why you worry about wife, why you worry about tomorrow, why you worry? Tell me why. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, I'm going to sleep today and forget you? Or I'm going to be busy with everybody except you? Like one scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, imagine million and billion and billion and billion and billion and trillion of creation. One person wants a car. The lion wants an animal. And so wants a husband. Imagine now, if like, astaghfirullah al-azim, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his communication has a problem. Now the lion get a Volvo. You see? And all of a sudden you are in New York City, you get a donkey. A mistake in the line. No mistake in the line. Imagine billion and trillion people asking Allah for different things. Different language. Different everything. In the same time. Only Allah can do it. If you get a phone call and you receive another phone call. Excuse me. Hold on. Can you listen to the two? You would be mistaken. It would be a mess. By this way, Allah is the only one. He hears everybody in the same time. And he gives everybody what he wants. Except the one who wants to go to sleep. The ones who want to go to sleep, they have to wake up big time. Okay? Because when you go to sleep, you do not need anything. No. Excuse me. If you study, once you go to sleep, they said is million and million of sensor has to be adjusted. For blood pressure, blood circulation, temperature, sensor of the blood, body. Why your body sometimes sweat? To offset the heat, to cool you down. Cool you down in a summer and warm you up in a winter. If you study how the body, imagine if all the sensor has switches. And you have to adjust it before you go to sleep. What will happen? Imagine now you go to sleep and you forget to adjust the heart. Now you're dead. You see? Really, if you study the human being, just once you go to sleep, how many sensor, automatic sensor work? You see? Now, how many times Allah said, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ? And in yourself, think about yourself. By this way, how many times we do not forget even ourselves? How many times we forget the goodness of Allah give us? All these years, Allah take care about you, you worry about tomorrow? Huh? You worry about any decision? The one who make you gain weight all these years, you think you lose weight tomorrow? Like one scholar, he said, look to the animal. If you think Allah cannot provide, look at the elephant, how much he eat every day. If you study how many tons, what about the whales? When they go, open their mouths and take by tons. They eat by ton, 10 ton, 20 ton fish. Come, just one swallow. No appetizer, and no chutney. No. 10-ton fish. And after that, he dive, and he keep relaxing, keep digesting for months, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Huh? No refrigerator. Huh? No supermarket. He has no hassles. He keep walking in the sea. Boom. Huh? He doesn't have to ask the fish how much a pound. Imagine if the whale have to pay, he will lose weight. Now, how many times Allah tell, remember, we talk about the bees. Imagine if every bee think about who going to steal the honey. They will never make honey. Huh? Imagine if every cow know. Imagine the cow, how Allah created the cow. The cow go making milk, and every day she's standing. And she go by herself in the same place. Imagine now if the cow has the quality of a lion. None of us would ever drink milk. Really, how you drink milk? You try to touch the lion breast? What will happen? Huh? What happened to the lion? He will finish you. Every baby will die from A minus calcium. By the way, I'm serious. When you look at the chicken, quick. The lamb, come. And now you have kebab and everything. By the way, when you study the wisdom, even in the animal we eat it, all of them has one common. They're so peaceful, submissive, like you guys. Ready to go. You know. I'm serious. Animal? Imagine now, Amir, you want lion sushi? And for every people eat lion sushi, you have 200-300 dead. I'm serious, this knowledge. You know what we say in that now? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look at the chicken. Look at the cow, how big it is. And you go, cow, come here. Tick. 2 ton. And a boy killing a cow. Did you ever see a cow killing a boy? Or a man? This stuff you might laugh. No. Look to the qudra of Allah. Look to the qudra of Allah. Okay? Now, why Allah tell us, look in the horizon and think. Look at yourself and think. Why? Because if we forget thinking, what will happen? We forget to respect Allah. We forget to respect the qudra of Allah and the power of Allah. And now, also, we forget to thank Allah. Now I'm worried. Now I'm losing my iman. Now I'm acting up. And I forget the basic. Nobody can move nothing without the will of Allah. Nobody can benefit you without the will of Allah. Nobody can hurt you without the will of Allah. Nobody. Tell me, what's the problem? We forget. We lose thinking. We lose thinking to the point. Instead of thinking about the power of Allah, the glory of Allah, the ability of Allah, the might of Allah, the quality of Allah, now shaitan make us to what? Poverty. He make us forget. Forget the bounty of Allah, the power. He make us forget. And once we forget, now we worry. Now we worry, now genetic come. Now genetic come, now we hit each other. Now we hit, and go, and on and on and on. And now, I lost the most highest things. The highest things of worship, thinking. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when you pray, when you make salah, لَيْسَ لِلْمَرْءِ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ إِلَّا مَا عَخِلَ مِنْهَا. You will not gain from your salah except what you comprehend from it. I promise you, you can go to salah. And he did, and she did, and what? You see? and you finish salah and you're still steaming. You see, get infrared camera. You see the steam? But salah is supposed to be meeting with Allah. I promise you, if you cannot really be in a state of iman, you cannot make salah. You lost salah. By this way, shaitan make you busy about all kind of things which is not happening and needed to happen. And make you forget the meeting which, if it happened, this meeting containing all what you're looking for, all your goodness. Now you understand or no? By this way, thinking all the topic last week or yesterday or the day before about thinking is just to give you awareness and awakeness about the power and might of thinking. And thinking, I tell you again, is not the school of Zen, is not martial art, is not how to cure ourselves or collecting energy or power. You know, if you do like this, like if you have a bag, you're going to fill it up. And after 5 minutes, like a tire, and you make a hole. You see? But the power we collect with the remember of Allah, it stays. It stays in this life, it stays in the grave, it stays until the day of judgment. To the point the whole earth witnessed to you. Oh Allah, so and so used to walk in here and remember you. We miss from Ya Allah. The angel is loving you. We talked about it before. How many angels walk in earth and flying all over looking for people remember Allah. And once they see somebody remember Allah, he said, Halummu, Halummu, come, angel, come. Halummu to what? Come to what? Open buffet? No. A person who remember Allah. Now we are a company of angels. And the moment you do not remember Allah, now Shayateen said, Halummu, come! It's a garbage can empty in here. Let's go. Destroy it. Look at the difference. Now let me tell you people. I can talk to you about knowledge. But can I make you implement it? Can I make you think about it? Can I make you value it? No. This is called Hidayah. This is called Hidayah from Allah according to the priority and a clarity of your thinking and communication with Allah. By the way, all this is what? To keep the rope. To keep the rope between you and Allah. If the rope is tight between you and Allah, what will happen? You always will be fine. Even if you got lost little bit by shaitan, shaitan will not take you for a long time. He bring you back. Allah bring you back. The angel bring you back. Make dua for you and make tawbah for you. Now you understand what I'm talking about? Huh? By this way, what about all what I shared with you last week or last couple of days? Is just encouraging, a reminder to share with you and make you think about how many advice by Allah and by Rasulullah about fiqh, thinking. And believe me, I was going to close this topic. I'm not going to close it. Do you know why? I find another knowledge very severe about this topic. Why? This topic, I believe without no doubt, if you do not master it, you're finished. All you need, just swing, and you're finished. And the opposite, you want your thinking, your tongue, your heart, always with Allah. To be under protection, and always focus your goal. What can happen? It's two things. Either things happen you like, alhamdulillah, and either things happen you do not like, and you cannot prevent it, and I seek Allah help. Finished. What's the problem? Huh? Tell me, what's the problem? And both of them cannot happen with my will. And both of them, I cannot know the schedule. I never know what will happen. Did you see yesterday? One guy with a truck, and he carried some big piece of equipment. And he's driving in a highway. He hit a highway. with his own equipment, he broke a whole highway above him. And he looked back and he found out the whole highway fell down. Imagine he think he's driving to do a job and he was breaking highway worth of $20-30 million. Now what about us? Do you think if you focus about your Jannah, you worry about to lose today one palace or two palace? How many of us losing our good deed? Backbiting or think about somebody or talk about why? Why I lose? Why I lose my time and my effort and my goodness? Why? Why? Give me one topic. Why? It's not worth it. Do you understand or no? By the way, instead of losing weight, you're losing a good deed. We should lose two weight, believe it or not. Physical weight to be light. And we should lose bad deed and heavy weight over our shoulder by not engaging anything except anything belong to Allah. You understand me or no? And this why zikrullah is containing what? We talk about last week zikrullah in general and how many? After that, tahmid, meaning was praising Allah, thanking. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make zikrullah is all combination? Because each one of them will give you certain power and strength and ability and awareness and awakeness. If I said subhanallah right all the time, I surrender to Allah. I make taslim. If I do tahmid and I praise Allah with hamd, what will happen to me? I always remember the ni'mah of Allah. Can I get upset? Huh? Okay, Allah give me a ni'mah for 8 years, 6 years, 8, 9 years. He takes some from me now. What's the problem? You see? If I'm belong to Allah, I have no problem. But if I belong to myself, I have a problem. Do you get it or no? Now, zikr with takbir. To do the zikr with takbir, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is containing actually everything. Allahu Akbar from myself. Allahu Akbar from my worry. Allahu Akbar from my fear. Allahu Akbar from any topic. Allahu Akbar from my sins. Give me one topic, Allahu Akbar. But if I said Allahu Akbar, what it do to me? Eh? Eh? What else?
Strength.
What else? Worry free, everything. All my problem is gone. And I surrender to Allah. And also it gives me awareness and awakeness. By this way, I always will be what? In a state of thanks, a state of belonging. And when I'm in a state of thanks and belonging, what will happen? I am what called in a kanafullah. Kanafullah meaning, I'm like, Allah is hugging me. The angel is hugging me. Now I'm with Allah. What's your problem? Can you have any problem? What happened if somebody insults you of somebody? This is why one lady is very famous in Islam, unknown. She was walking in the market. She fell down over a nail. The nail entered, cut her completely. And people are screaming about what they saw, and she's smiling and laughing. They said, how come we're screaming and you are in this condition and laughing? She said, I looked to what happened to me and who allowed it to happen. I'm smiling because he tried me to get closer to him and said, Alhamdulillah. I'm thanking him. By this way, she took the calamity as a gift to thanking Allah. And she looked to the sky and she said, Alhamdulillah. And she's smiling. She said, thank you, Allah, you give me a calamity to remember you. Because no calamity will not make you close to Allah. Supposed to be, if you are a mu'min. And once the calamity comes and you get closer to Allah, is a gift. And she understood it. She get it as a gift, and she get the gift. To the point everybody talk about her until the Day of Judgment. This story, you find it in every topic about calamity and hamd Allah. And it's a very simple woman, unknown. But look at her iman. She didn't see it. Oh, he did it to me. No. Because nobody can do anything to you without the will of Allah. Nobody can hurt you. Nobody can benefit you without the will of Allah. Go to your room and sit down and do zikr and call Allah. You think you can deny your rizq? Can anybody close the door and say, okay, no more rizq for you? I promise you, go to your room and say, I'm not going to eat. See what will happen. Everybody coming with different dish. You see? And if you do not eat for a little bit, you're fine. What are you going to do? Lose weight a little bit? No problem. By the way, my main intention to help you and help myself to remember the power of thinking, to prepare you to the power of dhikr, to prepare you to the power of calling Allah. I'm going step by step because I want you, by the time you're going to remember Allah, you are ready. And we will never be until we die. Because the more you know Allah, the more you do not know Allah. The more you know Allah, the more you do not know Allah. Because the knowledge of Allah is beyond our imagination. And you have a zikr bit-tahleel. Zikr bit-tahleel meaning what? La ilaha illallah. You know how many in Quran? You see, I look in the Quran and a zikr bit-tahleel over 36. 36 times, minimum. 36 times, and this why around the Kaaba and in Tawaf and in Sa'i, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised us one of the best things to do, and he said, me and messenger before me did it, say La ilaha illallah. But if you say it right, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. If you said it right, it make you paralyzed. It make you numb. It makes this life doesn't mean nothing. It make you have no problem. And there's many talk about it. And this a lot. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولي العلم قائما بالقسط الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه on and on and on and on 36 times in 36 verses in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentioned himself with لا إله إلا الله and each one of them also has something else what is that? He advertising to us about the importance of knowing He is the only one. But in all these verses, He's the owner, He's the creator, He's the one, He's the one He know, He's the one He guard, He's the one He hear. Meaning little by little He advertising Himself as the one who is in control of everything, the owner of everything. What it mean? If I call myself a believer, what's the problem? Do you see it now or no? What happened if I forget that? I lost. And now, my quality as a believer is going down, is diminished, and the quality of genetic is coming. You understand me? فَاتَّخِذُ وَكِيلًا Make him your wakil. What is wakil? Your representative. Imagine if Allah, your own representative, what else he want? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your lawyer, is your judge, is a guardian, is a what else you want? And you know he's generous, he's kind, he's able, he's might, he's a powerful. If you ask me, every time I talk about this topic, you know what, I look at us like we never know it before. Why? The shaitan take us in a valley of tanash, achaji, gun with the wind, really, wonderland, heroin and heroin, you know, and we call people drugs. We are drugs. We full of drugs, of what? Dunya. To the point, it make us forget the real knowledge. What is the first knowledge? Thinking. What is the last knowledge? Thinking. Al-dhikr bil-hawqala. Al-dhikr bil-hawqala. What it mean? To remember Allah. Bila hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. And believe me, this is one of the kings, one of the treasure of underneath the throne of Allah has been given to Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look to the power of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim, Allahu Akbar. You remember the man, he has a boy, one boy, 10, 11 years old. The kuffar kidnapped. Look at this man, what he did exactly. His wife went to him. Did she call him, call 911? Huh? Make a picture in the internet and in the news? No. She said, go talk to Rasulullah sallallahu and tell him what he wants us or what advice he can give us. What we can do. He go and tell him, Ya Rasulullah, kuffar kidnapped my son. And he's the only one we have after a long time. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you advise us? He said, I advise you, bila hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. He go to his wife and he tell her, Rasulullah advise us to continue la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Before she said first, she said, best advice he give us. Imagine people come to me with a problem. I tell them, say la hawla, excuse me, I want advice. I tell you, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa, what? I need something to do. Okay. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, really. Imagine if the queen of the bees, you know, oh guys, go get some honey. Excuse me, it's raining today and windy. Or the cow said, excuse me, I'm not feeling like eating today. Imagine if the cow acting like us, nobody, none of us drink milk. None of us will have any pudding. Really. Now the man and the woman keep saying, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. What happened in the morning? Before Fajr. Who's in the door? His son. He opened the door. He said, what happened? He said, I found all the kuffar is leaving. And a goat came and eat my thighs. And I whistle with the intention to call my goats. Because he have some goat with him. My goats make sound, bringing all of them. He's coming with 400 to 4,000 sheep and camel and horses. The man did not believe it. And imagine, I want you to think about something. 400 to 4,000 animals moving together in the same time. And nobody wake up. All of them under drugs. Who drugs them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بلا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Do you know what happened? For this man, a verse of Quran is revealed. Jibreel عليه السلام came to him and tell him, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغَ أَمْرَهُ قَدْ جَعَلَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. Today we think taqwa Allah is just hijab, the finger, the hand, the pence, how to sneeze, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But when it comes to action, and the status of the heart. This man did not do too many. He just said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. But imagine now, him and his wife, oh, my husband, we have to do something. Call somebody. Let's go. Do that. What are you doing? You're sitting. Imagine both of them sit down. And when you study the hadith, what do you do? The woman said, best advice what Rasulullah tells us. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي. Did she screaming? Did she yell? Did he go crazy? Why? This iman and taqwa. Believe it or not, iman and taqwa, it has many meaning. Iman and taqwa when Allah give you, but it's when you're giving back. Iman and taqwa when you're going to do haram, is stopping you. Iman and taqwa when calamity happened or something against you and you believe in Allah, this iman and taqwa. Today we think iman and taqwa only if I do not go to the disco or I go to the masjid or I go to here or I go to that. But no, iman and taqwa is all broad, it's full. You understand or no? By the way, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. But when? With your heart, with your thinking, when it's overwhelming you. Hamalat al-arsh, the one who carried the throne of Allah, they did not able to carry it for years. And they keep looking. Allah said, what are you doing? They said, we tried to carry your throne. He said, you cannot do it. He said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you will carry it. What Allah wants from you? A situation rise. Do you believe in your ability or you believe in Allah's ability? If you believe in your ability, you keep thinking, oh, if we do this, this will happen. If we do this, this will happen. And this can happen. And ya Allah. And if you are a mu'min, what you do? You belong to Allah. And you surrender. Wallahi, people, honest to Allah. If you ask me today, Iman and Yaqeen is not easy. Iman and Yaqeen is not easy. Tawakkul ala Allah is not easy. Believing Allah is not easy. Today, when I talk about Iman and Yaqeen, Tawakkul, it's almost like I'm talking with a language nobody can understand. Mongolian or something. Really. I'm looking for a language nobody knows. Except a few. Really. And even, tell us something we like. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Did you ever go to Allah and be close to Allah and Allah will disgrace you? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it is a kinz, is a treasure from underneath the throne of Allah. He said, whoever say it, okay, whoever said لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم, and always saying it as a habit, what will happen? It is a cure of 99 disease. Minimum of this disease is alham, to be worried. If you say la hawla wala, you have no worry. Believe me, people, one of the things scare me, if I lose iman. If I lose a little bit of iman, I'm scared. And when I see people lose iman, I'm scared. Because if you lose iman, what next is really bad. And don't ever think you're listening to me and you would not be a trial. Because iman is not, and knowledge of Allah is not a talk and listening and memorization. No. What are you going to do with it when that situation arises? Do I plan the situation? No. And I cannot. Do I know the future? No, and I cannot. Do I know how I can behave or you how you behave? No. But I know only one thing. If you belong to Allah, Allah make you belong to Him. And if you not belong to Allah, as soon or later you can be rejected. And this is what happened to majority of people around me. And there's many ahadith about whoever keep continue, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah erases his sins even if it's the amount of bubbles of the wave of the seas. a lot of talk about that. By this way, we know how powerful the tasbih, subhanallah, how powerful the tahmid, alhamdulillah, how powerful la ilaha illallah, how powerful al-hawqalah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa. When you really listen to all this zikr, what it mean? To strengthen your iman. Think about the zikr of Allah like you're sitting in a place and focus on one thing. Now, you're not focused, you're not thinking, you're not doing zikr. What will happen? Huh? Finished? Now you're weak, genetic, you name it. Now let me take you to something so beautiful. Is something a lot of people do not understand. What's the difference between zikrullah and dua? Dua meaning to ask Allah, to call Allah. Which one is higher, zikr or dua? One person said zikr. Zikr is an advice from Allah. And there's no warning about it. You are only the loser if you do not do. But dua is a lot of warning if you do not do. Why? Dua is meaning you are desperate and you believe in somebody and you're seeking his help. Zikr, think about it, the like the power of communication. You establish the communication by fikr and zikr to focus and bond and develop the rope of communication. What about dua? When you look at the meaning of dua, when Rasulullah said, "Ad-du'a amukh al-ibadah," dua, the heart and the brain, and the pillar of all worship. Why? Why the scholar do it this way? They said because the dua containing everything in worship. When you say Surah Al-Fatiha, what is it? Is a dua, but containing what? Everything is a complete message. Because you cannot call somebody to support you or help you unless you believe in him. By the way, the more you believe in somebody, you seek his support and help. Do you get it or no? Huh? We're not going to have time for that today. We leave it in here with the power and which one is higher. We're going to listen to it from every angle. It's two angles, okay? Which one is higher and why? With evidence, okay? I want you to think about it and come to a conclusion by yourself. But the majority of the scholar, according to report, when you look to the verses of dua, is what? Is it has warning. For those who do not make dua, is a warning. Big warning, because it's a lack of ubudiyya. It's arrogant. You see? Istighfar is what? It's a form of dua. Tawbah is dua. You will discover later on, if you reach the level of thinking, with belief, and doing zikr, you reach dua. Dua is very high. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to be thrown in the fire, he didn't say, okay, let me do zikr or focus. No, he reached all this already. What he did? Dua. By the way, don't be stuck, because zikrullah can be in a state of zikr, can be in a state of dua, according to the way you say it. If you say it only with your tongue, is zikr. If you say it with your heart, is believe. If you say it with your heart and brain and everything else, it become a dua. And this way you become the highest level of worship. What about salah? Sure, salah. But if you are in a state of salah completely and comprehended, and this why, what if the highest level of the person when he do sajda? Why? Surrender. And what about dua? Is that a surrender? Huh? You surrender. And the more you surrender, what happened? You get support. You forget إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. If you worship Allah, you seek support from Allah. By this way, the thamara, the fruit, the crops of your ubudiyyah is what?
Dua.
Calling Allah and supporting Allah. Do you get it or no? What happens if I do not do so? I have a problem. Now, let's go back to thinking quick. If I'm a mu'min now or a mu'mina, I think about Allah, I remember Allah, do dua to Allah, or go crazy about whatever condition. Huh? By this way, if I'm a regular mu'min, real mu'min, I'm thinking about Allah, remember Allah, make dua to Allah, finished. Can I talk about any details? It doesn't matter. And the qadr will take place. But this, if you are in a level of siddiqiyyah, because don't forget, this many levels. And it's up to you which level you want. And what happens if you don't do that? Shaitan will take over and make you so busy and destroy your heart and thinking and eat you like termites inside. And eat your iman, eat your thinking, eat your salah, you're finished. You get it or no? Huh? We'll talk about it inshallah, and we'll continue in the intro of the most beautiful name of Allah, today session number 4. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be a thinker for Allah, by Allah, toward Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us do not think except for Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our brain and thinking and our heart with remember of Allah, with calling of Allah, relying in Allah, believing in Allah, having yaqeen in Allah, trust in Allah. O Allah, don't make us think about nobody except You. Don't make us seek support and guidance except from You. O Allah, don't make us poor to nobody except You, Ya Allah. And don't make us busy with anybody except You, Ya Allah. And O Allah, the way You never forget us, Ya Allah, don't make us forget You, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, among those who dhakirina wa dhakirat, wa musabbihina wa musabbihat, al-shakirina wa shakirat, al-abidina wa al-abidat, bi rahmatika wa fadlak wa judak wa karamak wa ahsanika rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.